head, put it on real tight. Hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. Here around the chutes, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas. Cheers, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap with Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle. I'm back home and it is a countdown to Christmas. We are already in December. Can you believe it?
I can. Yeah, it's felt like, as you can tell behind me, it's felt like Christmas for a little while. We kind of got a jump on all the decorations and went crazy. So it's felt like Christmas around here for a little while. But I imagine it's a nice feeling for you being back home and kind of starting to get in the mood.
Yes, because I'm such a big Christmas decorator, and it was really hard seeing all the decorations go up in the med center and then at the hospital. It's like, I have all those lights at home. I have this little decor I need to get out, but I'm not worried about it this year. Not anything at all. I've got a little ceramic, those old fashioned lit up little.
Yeah.
My nanny always had one of those. And
same. That's hilarious. We were just talking about that yesterday.
So, I got to start over the new tradition here because I think my daughter actually got hers. But anyway, so much for that. Music. We got music to talk about. And
You want to go first, or I'm going to go?
I'll go ahead and go first. Okay. So I want to start off with a radio release. Okay, this is actually a cover song. It's an old James House song from back in the 90s. It's called Little by Little. A lot of us, a lot of you that are older like me or that keep up with the older country music know this song. It was always one of my favorites to play on the radio. But Rowdy Decker has released it, and he's done an absolutely fabulous job on it. He's very, very interesting. He's Heritage Texas guy. And he's kind of started working his music and his band like the last 5 or 6 years. And then in 2021, along comes Trent Willman. And he kind of starts working with Rowdy Decker. And he did have a release called A Blue Collar that came out in June. This is his second release that has been sent to radio. So he's working with Trent Willman. So I want to follow him. And I didn't have a chance this morning to go down the rabbit hole with all of his stuff, but piqued my interest when I saw the radio release and saw that it was a cover for James House's Little by Little. Yeah. And I think it's going to do really great. He did a great job on it. He seems like a super duper cool guy. So someone to watch for the podcast to come on as a guest also. So Rowdy Decker, Little by Little, you'll be hearing that in between all the Christmas tunes at your favorite Texas country radio stations. And now let's talk about, she's been putting out some music. She does a great job. New radio release from Billy Joe Jones. It's called Right Now Kind of Girl. Don't have time to be waiting in line. That's not a line in the song, but I love it because it's like, I don't play games because I ain't good at losing. And it's like, I want everything right now. And there's this great line and scenario in the lyrics of this song where Father Time takes my hand and is just dragging me. And then Father Time says, whoa, slow down. But she can't slow down because she's not that kind of girl. So it's a great upbeat song, not wasting time anymore. And I like the jam, like right at the 2 minute mark in the song, like the last minute of the song, she kind of goes in this little jam thing and then goes back into the chorus. So great job on that song from Billy Joe Jones. And then now we're going to go to my obsession since I was young. Tanya Tucker has a new one out to Texas radio. It's called The List.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've been in labels of the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. Well, I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Well, I don't mind. I keep in pictures. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you want a sling butt in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past. And the years ain't always been kind. That list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine.
Tanya Tucker, the list. I swear, I'm so obsessed with her. I always have been. But yeah, I love this song. I love the attitude. And it's like, basically, I mean, who comes up with this list of things you don't like about me? It's going to be a lot shorter than mine. Because sometimes when we self-reflect and we look at our past and we look at things, but we're not going to judge. We're going to leave it in the past. But I love the whole, I just love the whole thing behind that song. And it's Tanya Tucker. And it's kind of like a no bullshit zone kind of song.
Yep.
That's just kind of how I'm rolling today. I don't have time for nothing but taking care of business. Like, yeah, no bullshit. It ain't none of my business. Then take care of it. Take care of your own business.
You deal with it yourself. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Well, speaking of no bullshit, Juliana Rankin is no bullshit. We just had her on the podcast this week. So if you've listened, or if you haven't listened to that, go check it out. But she just released her debut EP to streaming today. And my tap room pick for the week is kind of the title track. It's not quite, but it's where the inspiration came from. It's called Won't Be the Whiskey.
Some might say I'm proof. I can hang with all the best. Neither calm and stay when your heart's beating out of your chest. You can drink me in at the end of a long. Yeah.
Juliana Rankin debut EP Top Shelf is out now, finally. Long awaited, highly anticipated. I just expect massive things from Juliana this year. She's already done so much cool stuff, as we talked about on the podcast, opening for everybody. Awesome. And, you know, playing all of her own headline shows and stuff too. But this EP is just incredible. Her voice is so powerful throughout, but in this song particularly, and it really lends itself to the songwriting or the storytelling almost. You can, like, there are parts of the song where you can feel the emotion shifting through her voice. It's almost like at times she's, you know, clenching her jaw a little bit because she's like, I won't be the whiskey to help you. I can't remember, wipe away your memory. You know, and it's just cool, like the way that she allows the emotion of the story itself to kind of dictate the way her voice presents the lyrics is.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Yes, sure.
And it's like she's, and so check out the whole EP because it's like the devil and the had blue eyes. I mean, it's like she's this, she's got some really deep stuff, and interview is great. Also, you want to get to know.
And it's a bit of a roller coaster emotionally and musically. There's like upbeat country honky tonk stuff. And then there's like really slow dance waltzy stuff. So yeah, check it out. I also just wanted to note this song is like just a gorgeous close to the EP. It's a beautiful, you know, kind of sad song, but just the way it all ties up at the very end is very pretty and thoughtful. So congrats to Juliana, or Jules as some know her. And then next up, let's see, Jeff Canada dropped a new one in streaming today. It's called I'm Here. We talked a little bit about the, about this upcoming song at the award show. I think he said him and his partner wrote the song together, which is pretty cool. Cause it's like a, you know, kind of just a straightforward love song, lyrically, but it's got this really interesting, unique intro, and it pulls you in and kind of like leaves you wanting to know what's coming next right away, which is,
well, yeah. Of course I had to make some notes on here. I'm so impressed with the lyrics. I mean, it makes you feel so secure. It makes you want to not have those fears. Makes you want to just jump into that relationship. Open, like, I like the part where I can be your anchor, your shelter, be your home. Stop waiting on the rain. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
That should be like everybody's motto. Stop waiting on the rain. Enjoy the sunshine shining on your face and he'll be your anchor. But yeah, I was impressed. Gorgeous song from Jeff.
Yep. Very well written. And then speaking of, or I guess just funny because it's this time of year, last year on our Christmas show, if you remember, we had, of course, Trent Cowie, but we also had Hayden Baker and Jeff Canada joining us. So, of course, the next song I'm going to talk about is actually kind of the only Christmas song we're talking about on today's episode. Or I guess this can be a debate. I'd be curious to see. Do you think that Is It Cold in Oklahoma by Hayden Baker is a Christmas song?
I don't think it's totally Christmas, but it's a good time to release it. I'll just okay. say that because, and then it made me think of the weather and the weather changes. And yeah, so.
That's what I wrote down. It's snowing. He's lonely, wondering who's holding her, if someone else is holding her in Oklahoma. I think it's a Christmas song. I wonder what he'd say. Hayden, is it a Christmas song?
I don't know. I don't know because some of my favorite memories way, way, way back in the days was when those cold fronts would come in and me and the girls would be headed to Austin. And it's like, you'd get to Austin, you'd get to bundle up and it would be cold. I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
Oh yeah, totally. Especially now, you know, it's like it gets so much colder here. I don't know. Maybe not. Cause down where you're at with the humidity, it gets so cold. Anyway, sorry. Sidetrack. Hayden dropped a new song. He's got the new record coming out. We've already planned to talk to him early next year prior to this new big release he's got coming, but it's like a chill, slow dance kind of, you know, like waltzy vibe in the beginning. And then, as I always say, we love a key change. It hits the key change. It gets dramatic. It's very epic sounding and ends on a kind of like a big, you know, what's the word? Somber note. And I just think it's awesome. And it's cool too, because, you know, he's shown us the versatility already with just the first two singles. He's got that rockin' song we talked about a few weeks ago. And then this one directly to follow it up. So yeah. This is going to be the breakout record from Hayden for sure.
For sure. Okay. Chart time.
Yeah. And we'll talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations who have been making all kinds of awesome stuff. And if you're watching right now.
Can y'all see? I just see how cute and perfect it is. And my earrings are in also, but the headphones kind of cover them up. They're right. There's the earrings, but we have our own Texas Toast line from morethanmusiccreations.com, but they have a line of all your favorite, many, should I say, of your favorite Texas artists made from their guitar strings that they played straight from. And they make these handcrafted one of a kind creations. Can't find anywhere else. Prices are amazing. And then it goes to help children in foster care. And it's just a big just complete just beautiful thing.
Yeah, continuation of the Texas country family we always like to talk about. So
yeah, so check out morganmusiccreations.com. And I saw where Michaela made a Christmas ornament. Did you see that?
I did not see that. No, I need to check that out. I just said I didn't see that. I need to check it out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like a Christmas. It was cute. It was cute. Okay, so where am I going here? We're going to go look at charts.
Perfect. Hey, while we can. And I was going to say, while you're pulling that up, I want to introduce everyone to another new a partner we've just taken on the show, and they're called Release Rocket. There's a lot more to come. We'll fill you guys in on everything that's happening, but you may have noticed on the red carpet episode that they're a new partner of ours. So Release Rocket is a company that's created by two musicians and crew members in the Texas country scene specifically, and they have all kinds of cool stuff coming. So it's just a little teaser there, but keep an eye out for Release Rocket. If you're an artist in the Texas country scene, you will want to know what's up.
Good to know. I missed out on a lot not being at the red carpet. Okay, Texas country music chart, top five this week. Curtis Grimes is at number five with, what you call it, How the Hurtin' Goes. Cody Jinks, Outlaws and Mustangs at number four. Ken Foe went from four to three with Honky Tonk Honey, Turnpike Troubadours. They held number one last week. Chipping Mill is at number two. Cody Johnson, The Painter. That song is so gorgeous. It's number one. CD Extraction, Texas. Five is Cody Jinks this week. Wade Bowen, Lovin' Not Leavin' is at number four. Ken Foe stayed at three with Honky Tonk Honey. Turnpike Troubadours are at number two, and Cody Johnson, The Painter, is at number one. Texas Regional Radio Report, five. David Adam Burns, If I Was Your Cowboy. Gentlemen, Start Your Weekends. James Robert Webb is at number four. Bars and Churches, Sundance Head, is three. Jordan Rayner is at number two with Straight Shot and In My Boots. Ryder Grimes, number one. So congratulations to Ryder on that one. So
very cool.
Quick look at the charts, because some of those will be frozen during the holidays. Obviously, we'll go into a time there. So, yeah.
That's
what's going on in the biz.
And although the radio is slowing down, it's not going to slow down for us over here. We've got a very, very special interview coming up next week. You want to tell them all about that one?
Yeah. So, y'all, I got to tell you about this boy named Dylan Gossett. And I want you to go look it up if you haven't already. And his episode will drop Tuesday. This is super duper important. Dylan, G-O-S-S-E-T-T. He has just come up and just worked and just did what was in his heart and what was in his soul. And it has paid off, and his songwriting skills and his music is getting recognized. And there's a lot to talk about, but get to know Dylan Gossett, because we did, and we want you to also. And that episode's super important. Comes out Tuesday. We want you to listen to it and share it with everybody.
Yep. Absolutely. And so like she said, we've got Dylan coming up this Tuesday. We'll be doing some sort of a Christmas episode where, I mean, we know what we're going to be doing, but I don't really want to reveal the plan for that yet. So, it might roll out in a couple different pieces. We'll just, you'll just have to wait and see on that one. And then we're going to do a general kind of end of year recap award show, not quite to the scale of last year. And we've also got, yeah, but we've also,
we have this category.
Right. Well, it's just been kind of a crazy end of the year for us, you know, here. So we're just trying not to overwork ourselves. And I'm sure that, you guys will still enjoy everything we've got coming for you. We've also got other interviews coming, like, Zach Neal and Chaser Crouch and, Hayden Baker, like we said. So, yeah, just keeping it rolling. There's going to be no shortage of Texas toast, Miss Helen and producer Kyle, for you guys from now until the end of the year. So just keep hanging with us and check out Dylan Gossett. I'm sure a lot of you guys know who he is, but we thought it would be a good idea to have him on the show, because a lot of people in the Texas country scene don't seem to be familiar with him yet. But outside of that, he is doing crazy things. He just opened for Morgan Wallen not too long ago at Minute Maid. He just signed as the flagship.
He's a flagship artist for Big Loud Country, Mercury, Texas Records. Anyway, it's the label that's started by Miranda Lambert and John Randall. Of course, we've had John on the podcast, but it's very important. I mean, like, he's really got some stuff going on, and I just love his work ethic. I just loved talking to him, his background. And like I said, we didn't know him either until we started seeing the music. And I mean, once you pick up on his music, you'll love it, especially. And he's got the thing going on.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll quit harping on him. Anything else you want to share? You got anything exciting going on or coming up or that's happened since last time we talked.
I'm home. But yeah. So yeah, we're home and I, you know, think, I mean, like Texas country fam, love y'all for the text messages, the messages during Ron's surgery. We had a hiccup because I know last time we did Texas on Tap, it was great. We were back home, back to normal. And we had a very serious incident come up with post-surgery. And it was a one in a million thing that would happen. And he's still here with us. And so Captain Ron's still dreaming. What are you doing? He's over there. He's laughing at me.
Good.
But yeah, we'll be out on the water on those big trout. We got to get him recovered, but prayer works. And he's here with us. And oh, it's going to be a wonderful Christmas and New Year.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's a good note to end on, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right. Good to see you back at home. Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
And with a heavy tongue, she knew where I was from as she left, I dare to say. Well, you can go to hell. Hell, I'll go to Texas. I've had my fill of every place but home. Well, take away.